Good to see you guys this evening. Wow, 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 wow. Pastor, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I want to especially appreciate Pastor Kay and Pastor Mildred. Is that the way you honor them? I've said it before, and I'm saying it again. There are men whose impact you can't measure. You can't. And that who God has raised them to be, or what God has raised them to be. Thank you, DCC. Thank you. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How many of us came hungry for God tonight? Are you sure? Raise those hands again. Let me see. You came really hungry for God tonight? All right. And by the way, I came with my dear friend, Pastor Segun Odeyemi. Please help me honor him. Please. Before we sit down, I want to show you a scripture. Are you ready for me?
Yes,
all right. I believe this is the house of the word, right?
Yes,
awesome. Psalms chapter number 42. Psalms 42. We're going to read King James, verse 1. And 2. And I will show you that same scripture. Psalms 42. In Message translation. As the heart pant after the water brooks, so pant my soul after thee, O God. Okay, that's the screen here. For the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? Medically, if you don't have appetite, then something is wrong with your metabolism. Something is wrong with your health. One of the signs of spiritual health is appetite for God. Now look at that scripture in Message translation. A white tail there. Is it there? All right. Drinks from the creek. What's the next statement? I want to drink God. You want to drink who? Deep draughts of God. I am thirsty for God alive. I wonder, will I ever make it arrive and drink in God's presence? We came here not to see a man, but to drink God. Is there anyone here who came to drink God?
Yes,
are you sure?
Yes,
now, lift your two hands and forget about the environment, forget about the beautiful ambience. Lose sight of all these things. Fix your gaze on him. In the next 1-2 minutes, communicate depth of your hunger. Do so in a moment. Communicate your desire to encounter him. Communicate that desire. Indeed, meetings make men. Meetings make men. One meeting can alter the course of a man's life forever. It takes one meeting. It doesn't take two. It doesn't take three. One meeting that you show up with a willing heart. It takes one meeting. Lift your hands. If you can pray in tongues, speak in other tongues. Quickly, loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Let the depth of your heart be communicated to you. Find my key. Speak in other tongues. Shakata balakrati koshinta. Rende kosi vraha de keshinta. We bless you, Lord. Mighty name we're praying. Please sit for a moment. I'm going to be dividing my teaching into my assignment, permit me. And by the way, help me celebrate the choir. Thank you. That song has been in my spirit all day. Thank you. May God bless you. You know, when people minister to your depth, you just want to say thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Please sit. Amen. So my first assignment will be to specifically minister to some people, of course, with the word. Then the second, then the third. We're going to see the finger of God in a very strange way tonight. And don't mind the way I talk. God's move doesn't need the texture of your voice. There is no sound of the anointing. If you have it, you have it. Simple. All right? There's no way to sound more anointed. Amen. Are you here? Is this Lekki? Amen. I really don't usually think that you see people like plenty like this in church in Lagos. Lagosians can also clap for yourselves. I'm excited. Stay with me. Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew 11. I don't know who, but God sent me to someone with this scripture. Matthew 11. I started reading from verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now, you understand that the Bible said that John will come in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. If you understand the root word there, it is in the spirit means in the style, in the fashion of Elijah. John was meddling with a very serious affair in the land. So they wanted to show him what power looked like. So they took him. From the moment they took him, it was just to show him who was in charge. And then he was locked in prison and forgotten there. Now, John was the one who said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." His major assignment was to be the forerunner, the one to introduce the Messiah. Up until John came, there has been 400 years of silence. Now, in case you don't know what that means, it means for four centuries, there was no such thing as, "Thus says the Lord." 4 centuries. Then suddenly they began to hear a cry in the wilderness. And a strange prophet had emerged, speaking with conviction, speaking as one that was anointed. There was an anointed on John, an anointing on John that was ancient. It was an ancient oil. Because God needed, you know, John emerged the same way Elijah emerged. There are men who just start suddenly hear their voices. And sometimes we conclude that these people just came from nowhere. Nobody is coming from nowhere. God takes his time to prepare, then launch his own. And the voice was crying. And this man, with the depth of his anointing, was jailed. And for some reasons, Jesus never said anything. He was quiet. So John said, "Go and ask him. Is he the Messiah? Or do we expect another?" What that means is that before John could doubt if Jesus was the Messiah or not, it was because he doubted if he was actually a foreigner. He got into a situation that he began to ask himself, that if truly I am anointed, I should not be here. Let me tell you something. Never claim you are strong until you have survived storms. There are storms that makes a man doubt his calling. Are you following what I'm saying here? You know, when a man brags, he will be tested at the level of his bragging. Peter was saying, Jesus told Peter, he said, "Tonight all of you will be offended in me." Peter said, "What? Me? Be offended? I'm ready to die." You know, this same Peter talking was the one that Jesus told that the devil has desired you, that he might sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. Meaning that what Judas did, Peter was the one with the capacity, but prayer kept him. Judas was an afterthought. Peter was the original desire. Well, mercy. You see, this thing called mercy, there's no formula for it. And that's what I want to teach you tonight. So, John said, ask him. Have you found yourself in a situation where you begin to doubt all words they ever spoke into your life? You know, you can come for a meeting like this, but you are at the end of your rope. And people may not know that unless God show up now, this fellow is halfway to living God. We're in a generation with questions. If God is real, why are people suffering? I don't know who that person is. A few years ago, I got a call. And they said my mentor had just been diagnosed of cancer. Said they were going to perform a surgery. And it's a 90-10 chance surgery. That is, there is 90% chance that he's going to die in the hospital in the process of the surgery. And he has just 10% chance of life. So he said to them, if I have 10% chance to live, I will take that 10%. Go ahead with the surgery. And they were trying to, you know, work on him. And they saw that the cancer tumor had eaten his iliac bone. I don't know how to explain for those who... They had to break his sacral plexus. A major artery was severed in the process. And he had cardiac arrest in the process. But he still survived. This man took his time to teach me the Bible. He's a man that I will say in whom there's no guile. But I sat down and watched as physiotherapists were trying to get him to stand. And I watched him cry. And I had one question. Why should a righteous man suffer? He will cry. He was placed on morphine. He will cry till there's no strength in him. I was with him for months, not preaching anywhere, not even preaching our own ministry. Sometimes I have to be there when we have to change his diapers. And he will look at me and say, Pastor Femi, you are not irritated. I say, how can I? The days you were teaching us the word, it was not smelling. This is where we stay with you. And I saw him hold the Bible and read. And one time I had to quickly go do something, leaving his place. And as I was about leaving, he was on the chair sleeping. The Lord said to me, look at him. If this is the last time you will see him. And I looked at him sleeping peacefully. And I said, I reject it in Jesus. I traveled. About a week later, they called me. I said, Pastor Femi, where are you? He said, I'm in Lagos. He said, are you sitting or standing? I said, I'm standing. He said, find somewhere to sit down. They said to me, we lost him. Lost who? I had questions. If this Bible thing we hold works, Why do we lose him? Why should he die? That was the case of John. A level of affliction was now making him doubt his essence. You know, you can lose yourself in the process of dealing with a storm. That you look at yourself, you are not believing any word that has gone ahead of you. You begin to struggle with every prophecy and say, maybe they lied. Maybe God didn't speak. Maybe they just said it out of their own emotions. Maybe that prophecy was not mine. God can show you your children and yet miscarriages. So we have questions. And sometimes we may never get answers. That when John is in prison, Jesus never sent any letter of consolation. He was busy. So John said, go ask him. John was simply saying, maybe I'm not that special. Maybe I'm not. You know, it came in the spirit of Elijah. When you carry an ancient mantle, you fight the ancient devil. It was Jezebel who spoke to Elijah and said to him, I will cut off your head. How would you think that a man who has just called down fire and brought national revival will enter into depression that same day? The same day. Separate your real strength from your result. Sometimes they are not the same. Jezebel said, I will kill you. He couldn't call down fire on Jezebel. Because when you are dealing with prophet of Baal, you are dealing with demonic forces. When you are dealing with Jezebel, you are dealing with a system. Let's leave that. Systems don't fall by fire. And this is the reason why anyways. In Nigeria, people provoke anyhow. Do 1,000 days fasting and prayer towards any election. You won't move a pin. If you are not in the system. Jezebel said, I'll kill him. And Jezebel doesn't joke. Elijah ran. Then he began to say, how am I better than my forefathers? He looked at himself and felt miserable. That a man carrying serious dose of the anointing. I'm saying you can be heavily anointed and nobody knows that you are depressed. A man can finish singing, performing well, and go home and commit suicide. Because many times there are unanswered questions. They said we should pray. I'm praying. They said we should fast. I'm fasting. They said we should give. I'm giving. Why are things not changing? There are levels of affliction that gives you short-term memory loss. You just forget about the goodness of God. And you start looking for Him. Is God real? Can He be trusted? Now, let me say this, and it's a word of warning. Let him who thinks he stand take heed, lest he fall. One of the prayers you must pray is that you will not face a level of test that is beyond your measure. And look at the way they said the amen. Is that lucky amen? I told myself I want to know those who pray more between Lekki and Festac. When you are in the mainland, it's like there's a way. Again, the kind of problem that will break your knees, you won't see it. See, let me share two stories with you. I was in the hospital one night, emergency ward. And a woman was crying. She could not be consoled. She was everywhere, screaming, wailing, "What happened?" When I got to see this woman, she was in her 60s. And she was a widow. Her only son that she spent all her life training was the one they brought there who had an accident and died. What scripture do you want to quote for that woman? That God will give you another son in your old age without a husband? Let me share another story with you, because I want us to pray. I heard this story from Pastor Hia Adeboye, that is you. Also the story of a widow, and this is a true life story, who lost her husband quite early. But she poured all her love on her child. You see, sometimes the religious practice of the way we do it, that we feel people must be doing something wrong for them to be going through a problem, is demonic. She poured all her attention, affection, everything on that child. And the child finished school and sponsored him to London for his master's. The guy returned. They went to the port. It was the days where they go to the port to receive them, coming down from the ship. They were all there waving. She saw him coming down. And in the process, he missed his step and fell into the water. They searched for him for days, could not find him. She came to the city to pick her son. She saw him, but that joy turned to sorrow right there. She went back to the village empty. And every morning she would wake up and go to the river in the village and be scooping water. And then with Mama, what are you looking for? She said, "I'm looking for my son." There are depths of sorrow that only mercy can eliminate. Nobody looks like it here, but this is not what I came here to do. But God said, I don't know for who, but I know I hear God. And let me show you the reason why you're going to pray. The prayer of mercy. Yorubas will say, "Eni jaoba lo npere lokunrin." Pastor, you interpret it. In In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 from verse 1, I'm just going to show you verse 1. I have decided to follow Jesus. I've left your key. Just be looking for my bunch of keys. Emoji, this is Peter sings, right? Are you? Huh? Jesus Christ. Forgive me. I know you now. You heard what I sang now. Raise that sound. Thank you, sir. Let me celebrate you. Where is that lady that led the choir song? Please join me up here too.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Even in the face of losing a job, it is a decision.
I have decided.
With sorrow and pain that no one can understand, I have still made that decision. No turning back.
No turning back.
Even with all the questions in my heart, it's a decision.
No turning
Church,
back.
Let's take it together one more time.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
There is no turning back.
No turning back.
No, 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 no.
No turning back.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. People think mercy is just what you need when you have messed up. Mercy is what keeps you from losing your faith. That there are situations you go through and you can't explain why you didn't lose it. Because mercy kept you, not because you are strong. Mercy. I know we don't look like it, but in the next 1 minute, please rise. I want us to ask for the mercy that sustains. Now, listen, I will specifically would have loved to request that if you are in this auditorium and you know that this particular one, I just thought now on mercy and going through tribulation, you need strength. I don't know what you're going through now. It looks like God came for you tonight. Be in front here quickly. The rest of the church asks for the mercy that preserves, the mercy that sustains. Those of you coming here, just pour it out before God. This is our Father's house. Nobody has it put together. Let no one deceive you. Just play on strings. No one has it put together. Ask Him to strengthen you and help your infirmity. Ask Him for grace. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Ask Him for that grace. There is a mercy that keeps. Ask Him for that grace. Ask Him for it. That it will strengthen you and fortify you through this space. will. You will. You will. You will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that has no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will walk and not faint. They will run and not be weary. He gives strength. There is no confusion in your heart. There is way where there seems to be no way. He's opening up new opportunities. He's giving you clarity and direction in the midst of tribulation. I don't know who that person is, but I'm seeing a police matter on paying back a loan. I'm sorry if it looks shameful, don't worry, put your hands up. But if you are the one, put your hands on your head. I'm seeing a police case on a loan matter. There's a loan matter. Father, we receive help for this person. We receive help. We receive help. We receive help for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Baba Fagbara. Baba Fagbara. Baba Fagbara. Let my Baba Fagbara. Jesus, he who bore the more that you weep, Jesus, the Father, glory, I Baba Fagbara. I don't know who that person is. I'm seeing someone amongst you. In your family, as we speak, you are almost like a fugitive. You are not in talking terms with your parents. I don't know who that person is. If you will not be shy, are you the one? Can I speak to you? Do you mind? Come. Come. Now listen. Never forget this word. The stones that the builders reject will become a cornerstone. So I open you up to a new level of help and productivity. Please hold him. Are you not the protocol person? Where are my pastors? Please come. Where's Pastor Joseph? Please come. Don't worry, you can stay. Come, Pastor Joseph. Firebird, get out of that body. Listen, there's a fibroid position that is totally even blocking the idea of conception. I don't know who that person is. I'm sorry. You know, these are private family matters, but careful. But if it's a matter you want me to pray with you about publicly, then you may just come here if you are that person. Let the grace of God that pass human understanding rests on you. Listen, this year for you is 10 years in one. Don't forget that. It's 10 years in one. Listen, listen. I'm not speaking as one beating the air. It is 10 years in one. It is done. Woman of God, come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Begin to name your babies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The hour has come, Lord, that you will manifest yourself and show forth your glory in this home. Is your husband here? He's not here. Woman of God, stand behind her. Stand behind her. The Lord breathes on you. He made all flesh, and he can remove anything that is not useful. By the breath of the Almighty, let fibroid tumors shrink. Rest on her. Bring you out of it. Before this year ends, we come rejoice with your family. And I use you as point of contact for everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Let the door be opened. Let the door be opened. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rejoice. Please stand up in front. Please stand. Let me give you an instruction. Look up. When God reveals a matter, it is because he wants you to know that he is God. The one who reveals did not reveal for fun. He revealed to let you know he's at work. Listen, you will look for the Pharaoh of today and not find it. The Lord who made the heavens and the earth will answer all your hidden questions. I hear it loud and clear. Help. Help. You will find help. So, even for that person that is here looking for sponsorship, it will come on the bill of favor. The cases connected to visa denials. I don't know who is that person. The spouse is out. You are trying to. I'm sorry. One, two, three, four, 5 months from now. Before, not after. The doors that have notoriously been shut will open suddenly. God will silence your mockers. And he will help you. You will have joy on every side. In Jesus' mighty name. Give Jesus a big hand. Thank you. You may please go back to your seat. It's done. Your spirit is moving
all over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the water covers the sea.
Thank you, Lord. Sit down, everybody. Sit down for a moment. Just play strings, soft. Yes. I'm going to pray for that person. Is there anyone with connection to that name, Moyo? I'm sorry. All right. What's your name? Huh? Moyo. No. No. If it's a cousin, God will tell me. All I'm saying is a second name. It's not. Check online. Mercy is brutal. Mercy is not always nice. Romans chapter number 9. And I want to thank the pastor for adding to my time. Because sometimes the Holy Ghost can still be hanging around, but there's no time. Romans chapter number 9. If you are there, say amen. Let's start the reading from verse 9. Don't worry, choir, you just stay with me. Don't stress yourself. I'll just raise the sound. Thank you, Lord. You know, people have only heard me teach. But I stand primarily in the office of a prophet. And one of the ways I know that I've gone to the right place is that there's liberty to teach. But that's the way to expose people to the move of God. The prophetic hangs on the balance of revelation. So stay with me. Is that okay?
Yes,
stay connected. Are you here?
Yes,
stay connected. Romans chapter number 9 from verse 9. This is the word of promise. At this time will I come and Sarah shall have a son. Everyone looking up to God for the fruit of the womb. Before this time next year, you are carrying your babies.
Yes.
Even if you are not the one saying amen on their behalf. I went to minister somewhere years back. A very funny experience. As I entered that environment, I began to hear cries of babies. So I made an announcement. Because I knew what that meant in the spirit. Some people were terminating babies and some were looking for babies. So I told them that for the next 6 months, the window of abortion shut over this land. You will not be able to remove any baby. Fortunately, they said amen. Many fellowship sisters. Let me say this to you. Let me strike a balance. Having a child is not cancer. Stop beating yourself up because your life didn't go the way you planned. And stop seeing yourself as a second hand. There is a God who restores time. Mock, you know, we are liars as believers. If somebody is pregnant, they laugh at the person and celebrate the one who removed it. Sarah shall have a son. Verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, yes. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. There was nothing you did to earn God's mercy. He chose you before the foundations of the world. You could have been given birth to as a chicken. Oh, yes. Some of us would have been lizards or alligator or a fish that somebody will fry. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. Are you there? So it means that God didn't start you to start looking for how to come true for you. You are only the commencement of a project that is finished. Listen, there could not have been a beginning to you if there was not an end. That's why he spoke in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Meaning that the end was first achieved. Then it began. The one who did that can't be in time. He's outside time. There's a PCOS case that God is healing. Yeah. You think I have to do gymnastics for that to happen? These words will not fall to the ground. Yeah. God is not in time. Let me give an illustration. Man of God, come. Are you married? Go and marry. Oh, come. I'm not dragging you. I've been telling every man I've seen these days, go and marry. Well, that's not why I if you caught this video. All right. Look at this. This is man. Is God's creature. The one who made him is not in time. But he put this guy in time. There's nothing about his life that can shock me. Because both tomorrow and yesterday are today in my present. He's not Alpha and Omega, he's Alpha and Omega. They are joined. And that's why when David was saying in Psalms 2, why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth and the rulers gather themselves and take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed. Say, let us break their bands and cast their cords asunder. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. Why will he laugh? Everything is working according to the counsel of his power. If you pick a Joseph and say you hate him, you only fast track him getting to the throne. You are fulfilling prophecies. What is written is sealed. Are you following what I'm saying? I want you to have this confidence. Nothing is killing you this year. Listen. In understanding this, God, in trying to bring you close to what he's doing, sometimes shows you glimpses of visions in your imagination, in your thinking. Number one, he will never show you what doesn't exist. If God shows you anything, it exists. It is now your choice whether you will have it in time or never. The closest way to demonstrate, to illustrate this relationship is if I am the script writer of a movie. This is a cast. You are the viewers. This movie only exists Because I finished the script. There's no movie if I didn't finish the story. In watching this movie, you are the one who have what is called suspense. Because you are in time. There's no suspense with me. Because I finished it. The only one who is permitted to be scared is you. Because you don't know what will happen next. But you see this guy, there might be 20 people trying to shoot him. And he loses confidence. Because he knows, according to the script, he didn't die. It's called scripture. It is the script God wrote for his creatures. You must, Jesus said, "Lo, I come in volume of books, as it is written of me." Now, you see, you must understand what is sealed about you. One time I was going to minister at Epe. Where is Pastor Henry? Was the one that was driving. Years back, was telling me that they robbed here. Middle of the night. I said, anybody robs me, fellow dies. When I finished ministering around 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., when I was moving from their campus to the hotel, then truly a car double-crossed us. Was I scared? I resemble James Bond. Sometimes fear is wisdom in the face of danger. As the car double-crossed us, a trailer crushed the car. Immediately. He was contemplating, should we help them? Or, I said, help them. Run. There's a way God will fight for you. What to marry you? Because I knew. According to the script, I finished my race. Thank you, sir. I have a burden in my heart to teach you something. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, from verse 3. Don't do as though you don't know all the songs. Do you know them? Let's read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Let me show you verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. So let me explain what stronghold is. Can I have two men wearing caps quickly? I've seen one. All right. You come from this side. Thank you. Face me here. You stand here. Face me here. Come closer a bit. This is country A fighting with country B. In fact, the best illustration of stronghold was demonstrated in the story of Agamemnon, Achilles, and the Greek soldiers. One of those old stories. That when this country, let's say this is Greece now, for instance, just permit me to use some names, fighting against, let's say, Persia. All right? In that particular story, you know what happened? They couldn't penetrate their walls. So these guys came up with a means to build a horse. And that's where you get your Trojan horse from. and hid some of their strongest men in that horse. And when these guys, whose city could not be penetrated, came and saw that horse, they considered the horse to be a gift. So with their own hands, they took the horse into their own city. And then in the middle of the night, the strong men who were hidden in that horse got out of that horse to open the gate for an army. That's the way a stronghold operates. A stronghold is an ideology, you believe, that opens the door for affliction. It is something the devil has been able to smuggle into your camp that ought not to be so. So what we do in spiritual warfare is to cast down. Now look at the way Amplified Translation puts verse 4 quickly. I wanted to use your caps as an example, but now I find a better one. Please sit down. God bless you. Now look at it. It says that our weapon of warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God to the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. I love the one that used fortress. But look at the way message. Now, message gets a message all the time. Quickly. Message, quickly, translation. So we use our powerful God tools, okay? The tools of our trade are not for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing what? That entire massively corrupt culture. Look at verse 5. We use our powerful God tools for smashing rapt philosophies. Meaning that when the devil wants to get a believer to function or have experience outside the written script in its ideologies. This is the reason why if you are going to have the best of God for your life, you must shut down from distraction. I'm telling you. Listen. There is a very high chance that to the extent that you are exposed to corruption and distraction, your life may be short. And I'll tell you why. You can get to a point that you know so much about evil more than you know the power of God. And the day that trouble comes, you have no spiritual stamina, no word backing. Now you have been exposed to different ideologies and you are doubting everything called God. The mind of an average believer is battered. They just come into church. They are doubting God. Many don't believe anymore. Why? They are exposed to what sounds smart and intelligent, but it is darkness. It is death. It is death. And the devil knows that many are not deep. They are not in tune. Many can't even stand in the days of evil. They don't know what God's word says about their health. God forbid a doctor brings a report and say you have just 2 more weeks to live. Do you have a word backing? You don't prepare in a battle. You prepare for it. Have you drank God so much so that you can say, I know what is written concerning me. I know what is written. Listen, this is not the kind of word that you are, the word that you have handled. 1 John chapter number 1, verse 1, quickly. 1 John 1, 1, that which was from the beginning, quickly, King James translation. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. What happens? You see, an average person is selectively picking. What happens if the doctor suddenly says that this is the condition of your child and it's contrary to what God shows you? There are many men who are only boys. It is not age that makes you a man. It is priesthood. It is not good for a man to be alone. A boy should be single. There are men who are not coverings. They've not found God. And a woman who marries them is exposed. I know many women cry because the husband is not a priest.
The woman is pregnant, has no word of prophecy to prophesy over the child. Will go out and come back late. Frustration in the home. Repeating patterns gallantly. And yet we are churchgoers. When we're going to give birth to my second daughter, we're in the hospital for ultrasound. And the doctor said he's seen a deformed leg. I told my wife, what he just said, it's not going to be a conversation in this house. It's not going to be a discussion in this house. It's not going to be a prayer point. There are times that prayer is a sign of prayer and faithlessness. There are fastings the devil needs you to fast. Because the more you do it, it's because you actually doubt God. And that's the more you doubt Him. What has God revealed to you that nobody can take from you because you have handled it? Don't wait for evil to come only to discover that you have fed that weight. Are you there? Don't get your mind. See, you must decide to shut down from noise. What I'm telling you is what I practice. I was sick. I was on oxygen. I was moved to 6 different hospitals. Me. And this is not 10 years ago. They placed me on different drugs. Let me share this with you. One time I noticed my health was failing. And I've been managing it and keeping quiet. When it got to a point I couldn't hold it anymore, I called my wife. I said, take me to the hospital. I've never said that since we got married. She said, if you are saying this, it's serious. So she went inside to get dressed. When she came back, I said, hold on. Get me a small stool. Put it in the compound. Leave me for 5 minutes. So I sat down on that small stool. God, I came to this city on your assignment. And this is my PPA. I'm going to the hospital now. Should I go? Are you there? While I was asking that question, I saw like a flash. A mighty angel descend with the speed of a flash and hit the ground. Just where I was standing. I called her. I said, I'm not going to the hospital anymore. I said, God has responded. Let me tell you something. Every symptom I was feeling was still there, 100%. Maybe even worse. I said, leave me. No worry, let's go and rest. I went to bed. One of my friends came to greet me awkwardly around 12 midnight. I shared with him. We joined our faith together. We prayed. Woke up the following morning like a baby. Fresh. Refreshed. The spirit of a man should sustain his infirmity. When you sit down listening to God's word, you are not wasting time. And when you expose your soul to corruption, to unnecessary arguments, to people who say everything against God, you are swallowing poison, and it will manifest in just a matter of time. There will be days you want to, you know, like Samson said, he want to get up like other time, but he knew not that God had departed. Darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the light of the Lord will rise upon thee and His glory will be seen upon. Now, make this year a year of focus. Sometimes if you vacate social media, nobody will miss you. If you die today, they will cry for 2 weeks. That's if they wait for 2 weeks. From day one, somebody's already saying, give me pap. Spend your time to journey into God. There's a darkness that is covering the earth. And those that God will use cannot be mixed with the noise. Shut down to lambano this life. That you will not just carry it, you spread it everywhere you go. You become a life giver. That it doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere is, when you show up, the glory of God breaks open over that place. Every corruption in your soul, detox. Now you don't even know if God's word is powerful enough to heal. You need detox. You don't know if God's word is powerful enough to save. Now you are questioning the idea of Christianity and wondering, what exactly are we even doing? That means you are at the point now that there are many voices informing that confusion. There are voices. And many of you don't even know that some blogs and some social media posts and some podcasts are poisons. You don't need them. You are the one that will read them and come back as a married woman and say, men has come. And you forget that you are a prophetess. And your husband is becoming one. You are still crying. If people will fellowship with scriptures as they do with their phone, they will be mighty men. Gaining momentum. And this is the beginning of the year. Do you want to repeat 2024 in 2025? You want to repeat the same method expecting different result? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. One of the things you have to cry for as we commence this year is to be filled with power. If there's anyone here who has been saying, I don't want to be ordinary anymore. I'm tired of being natural, normal. Once they announce that there's a virus coming from China, already calling village. They are start sewing plenty nose masks. That's the only fortification you know. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in, they say. I have 2 minutes, 30 seconds. I want God to baptize you with power. I don't want you to continue this year like other times. I want you to go forth as a mighty arrow in God's hands, demolishing the walls of darkness. Is there anyone who came here at this point and one of the major quests in your heart is, fill me, Lord? Is there anyone like that? If you are the one, this minute is for you. Get up on your feet. Listen, I don't have to do any gymnastics. If you are truly hungry, I will tell the Lord to pour out His fire here now. You will see it like never before. Is that okay now? Lift your hands to God. In the next 30 seconds, first and foremost, communicate a level of serious hunger. In the next 30 seconds. See, this is not the time you look at people. This is not the time you are looking here and there. This is a major covenant hour between you and God. This is not the time you are saying, I don't know how my lipsticks look. You want power. The Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you'll be a witness, the one whose life is a proof that what the word says is true. Particularly if you're at that point that you are tired of dryness, you are tired of spiritual dryness, you are tired of prayerlessness, there is a fire that quickens men to the throne room.
There is a fire that makes weak men become mighty men. There is a fire that makes a Peter who denied Christ be the one to witness, and thousands are saved. Lift your hands to him and ask for that fire. No, we keep up. Lift your hands. You have 15 more seconds to communicate your hunger. I don't know who that lady is who used to experience the presence of God in a strange way, but it ceased for a while. Upon your head, I see that oil coming back as I speak. 1, 2, 3. Touch her. That same anointing is back. That's the word of the Lord. The grace and the fire is back. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You will be a witness of what his power looks like. Everyone pray in the Holy Ghost. It is an outpouring of the Spirit. Your life will not be casual. It will not be normal. Fresh empowerment. Alicante compai. All eyes closed, all hands lifted. Now listen. There are many of you under the sound of my voice who are called to a very strong prophetic operation. Some of you as intercessors. Some of you as worshippers. There is a prophetic dimension to your life, and I don't know you, but the one who anoints you so is here. At the count of three, everyone who shares in that ordination here, male or female, as I speak, let the fire locate them now. From my right to the left to the front, everywhere, touch them. Let there be an outbreak of his fire. Get back to your place of ordination. Get back to your office. Let the mantle return. Let the fire return. Let Deborahs, Esthers, Josephs, Daniels emerge from amongst us. Let men who are called as interpreters of seasons rise amongst us. How about apostolic voices? Men and women who are called to the place of authority, let the fire separate them as I speak now. Touch! From today, you walk in freshness. No one under the sound of my voice will be dried. No one. No one. No one. No one. No one. Thank you, Lord. I see the heavens open. I see the heavens open. And I see dew from above. I see dew from above. I see dew from above. There's going to be a manifestation of what is happening now. Families are being invaded with light. With light. With light. With light. Operations of darkness are being shut down as I speak. Shut down! Amen. I don't know who this person is, but the Lord said to announce to you, welcome back. Father, as I speak, help me find this person. You have felt so distant, so much so that you felt God was judging you. But I hear the Lord say, well, as I speak, the door that is open. Yes, listen, listen, listen. Listen, that door that is open, hey, help them, please, ushers, help me. That door that is open is going to be like a breath of the surge of his presence. Lift your hands, everyone. Everyone that is coming back to the place of reconnection, touch them now. Let that oil begin to speak again. Let that oil begin to speak again. Pray in the Holy Ghost loud and clear, everyone. Something is happening here.